Joining us now is Stone Memorial Panthers head coach Neil Capps. Coach, first up, a really, really good win for your guys on Tuesday over a really good young Cookeville team. What did you like most about the performance?
Well, the thing that we've really been working on in practice, you know, we've been hurting ourselves a lot. I feel we were settling a lot offensively. We were just settling for what, you know, I don't want to say easy stuff. You always like easy stuff, but we would settle for mid-range stuff, and we really wasn't attacking. And last night, I noticed a real effort from our guys to attack and try to get to the rim more and play inside out. You know, we never want to give up open threes. I mean, turn down open threes. But I really want us to get to the rim and really be aggressive to the rim. And we did a much better job at that. both our bigs did a nice job last night. Chris Kudry had 11, and Zach Boyd had 10. And what that did is that opened us up from the perimeter a little bit. We was able to get our little sophomore, Matthew Bilbrey, open from the perimeter. He wound up going 4 for 7 for 3, which was very crucial. And we just didn't settle down the stretch. And our willingness to try to get to the rim late was what helped us, because we had a 32-31 lead, and they turn around and hit two big threes on us, and we go down 37-32. And then from that point on, we looked to attack the rim and was trying to get to the rim more. And we were able to put ourselves in a better position by attacking the rim. And our defensive effort, was really nice. They didn't shoot it as well as they probably hoped or wanted to. Defensively, I really liked our effort last night and the way we rebounded the ball. And that's what we've been preaching too. You can play the best defense in the world, but if you don't finish that defensive possession with a strong rebound, it's all for naught. So I'm just really encouraged for that effort last night. Coach Hurd does a fantastic job. Not many coaches that can take play 10 kids, 6 of them freshmen, and be doing what he's doing. He's doing a fantastic job. So that's a big feather in our cap win, because they're a really good team.
You mentioned when you go down 37-32 at one point, is it just a sign of this team's maturity and the leadership that is on this team, that they didn't buckle, they didn't falter? Instead, they just got right back to work and they ended up coming out with the win?
Well, that's what I told them in the timeout. We took a timeout when they hit those back-to-back threes, and I said, we can't be doing this as seniors. Seniors, we got to fix this. And what we had been doing is we'd get down and we'd press. We'd kind of get out, try to make up the deficit in one play. Well, you can't do that. It's a culmination of several plays that you have to buckle down defensively, finish the defensive play, and then go be aggressive offensively to get yourself back in it. And that's what we did. We are having 6 seniors on the team, and those guys stepping up, making plays. And we got a lot of young guys in there as well. So I was really tickled with that veteran leadership and our younger guys willing us to go in and make plays. There was times that we had 3 underclassmen in with a couple of seniors, and really liked our bench energy as well, to make play, to be over there and cheering their teammates on. So it was a nice team effort, but it all starts with that senior leadership.
You mentioned Matthew earlier, and I feel like he and Dylan Wittenberg have really given you some good minutes these last couple of weeks, and just adding another threat on offense, defending hard. When you've got, guys like Jack and Zach and Will, who, teams kind of know about them and know what they can provide on offense, how important is it to get those extra contributions from other guys in the lineup?
Oh, that's no question. That's kind of tremendously valuable to have young guys step up. You know, like you said, scouting reports are there for a reason. People are going to know who your leading scorers are, and you better have people to step up. Their scouting reports, they try to take away your strengths, and that's what other teams are trying to do. They're really focusing on Jack. They're really focusing on Will, who had been our 2 leading scorers. But, Dylan, over the last few games, he's been our leading scorer 3 of the last 6 games. Matthew has been leading scorer 2 of the last 7 games in there, and So that's really big to have a young guy like that step up, because eventually that's going to pick up on the scouting report. When you have to give them attention, that's going to open up a Jack or a Will to get a few more opportunities. So that's only going to help us in the long run to get younger guys experience, get them comfortable in those situations. Because Cookeville is obviously a very, very tough place to go play. They got a tremendous home court advantage there. You know, it's just a tough place to play. And they always play well there. And so, you know, that's big for us to be able to go in there and get a win in that tough environment. Obviously, you know, not having their student section there is a plus for us, because it was a little bit quieter and we was able to communicate a little bit better down the stretch. But, yeah, having young guys step up and make plays for you, that's the name of the game. You know, that's what you always ask as a coach, is that next guy up. Somebody go make a play. So I'm just very thankful for those guys and their timing on stepping up in the right moments.
You know, Coach, when I look at this district and I look specifically at the boys' side, you know, I can't figure out who the favorite in this district should be, because you have a very talented team. Warren County and White County obviously are very talented. Cookeville's got a very young team, but they've played really well despite having to play young players. How important is it every night in this district that you come out and you play your best game? Because it truly is anybody's district to win right now.
Well, it is a lot of parity, but, you know, obviously, you know, I'd have to say White County's probably that team now. You know, having the type of player they got with Grant Flatton, who can and go out and make a play for you. He's a guy that's going to fill it up, obviously. I don't think there's any question. Guy averages over 35 points a game. He's, you know, and down the stretch, he's a killer, because you know that's a guy that can go get you a bucket down the stretch. And they're sitting in the first place right now, you know. So they're undefeated, sitting atop the standings. So you know, as until somebody knocks them off the top perch, they're the favorite. But you are right. There's a lot of parity in the league. There's a lot of good teams. You know, like last night, Ray County took Warren County down to the wire. It was wound up being a 7-point game. But you know, there's a lot of good competition, and it matters to these kids, and it matters to the school. So you're going to go out and get a good effort every night, and it's a pressure cooker. And you know, and it's settled on the floor. I mean, I think the refereeing has done a real good job. I haven't heard a lot of people complain about refereeing. I think they've done a good job of just letting the players decide it on the floor. And it's made for a really good district play so far this year. And we're looking, you know, down the stretch, it's going to be really fun to see how it unfolds, especially with, like you said, some very similar teams and very closely talented teams down the stretch. It can make for a really good end to the regular season and a really fun district tournament.